Look at the middle of the room. That was where the town was.
We are going to make Communityville in first grade this year.
We had put the desks in a circle around the town. My desk was closest to the coat room. Come on along, sing a happy song, as loud as you can, all day long. When I was young in first grade, we made Communityville. We made the town because we were studying the community. We made the stores, parks, toy stores, and dentist office out of shoe boxes by wrapping them with paper. My building was closest to the reading corner. Where would you want your desk to be? The town was big, and there was an opening to get into it. There were lots of tall buildings. After the town was finished, we pretended to go to each other's businesses. I was the dentist in Communityville. What building would you make if you were a first grader? My friend Emmy was the police. She captured a lot of criminals.
Stop! You're in trouble!
Alexandra was the vet, and did I mention that I had a dog? Yes, I did have a dog. So every year, I took her to the vet. Gus was the ice skating rink, Molly was the grocery store, and Vera was the toy store. After my job was done for the night, I went to her toy store and bought a toy for my child. Jack was the doctor. Sometimes I had to get a checkup before work. Then I went to work. My dog sometimes had to go with me. He would sit on his dog bed and wait until my work was done. Well, Maxine was the main hall. She was the mayor. That is another name for head of the town. Sarah was the shoe store. I sometimes had to take my daughter to get new shoes. William S. was the ice cream parlor. I would go for ice cream. Brian was the snack bar and swimming pool. I would go and swim in the pool and get a snack at the snack bar. Garrett was the post office. If my daughter could not go to her friend's or cousin's birthday and she had to send something, then I went to mail letters and presents. I felt great when the town was finished because it was so big and it actually looked real.
School Scenes.
Produced by Third Grade Audio.